Today on our program, we are going to be talking about what's going on in the city of Boone. City Administrator Bill Scare joins us. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
And also joining us, Public Works Director Waylon Andrews. Good to have you back, Waylon.
Yes, thank you.
All right, we did snow removal. Next up, the big one that's really got your focus here for the next couple of weeks is going to be citywide cleanup.
Yes. Yep.
And folks, rules have not changed hardly at all in here. You got a couple of odds and ends of things, but otherwise, the basic thing is it's a public service that we're doing.
Yeah, it's a public service we're doing. We've got some basic standard rules. We make one pass down each street. We've got a systematic grid that we travel across town, so we're only coming one time down your street. Absolutely no household garbage picked up. Some of the items that we don't get to or we will not take will be roofing shingles, hazardous materials such as paint, gas, oils, flammable liquids, any vehicle parts, vehicles, construction and demolition debris seem to be a big one. People put drywall, brick, block, that stuff just adds up so much at the scale out at the landfill. You know, they'll take it on your own out there, but household garbage, another one. Yard waste, leaves and landscape, we can't take that. And
big things, furniture, box springs,
yep.
Just things that typically your regular hauler wouldn't take.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things also is don't mix these things in with your pile either, because then if we have to sort through, we typically won't. Our flyer says we won't. Case-by-case scenario on some of them. But, if you're at risk of not getting picked up if you have this stuff mixed in together.
Mm-hmm. So, again, just get out your items out there. And I know, Bill, one of the big issues is you got people that are going to scavenge through it. So try to keep it contained if you can, I guess. That's it, because you don't want to start on one end of the block and just constantly all the way down.
Yep. Keep it contained. Keep it picked up. If you have any other questions about stuff, you can call up to City Hall, 432-4211, extension 1129, or Parks and Public Works Director prompt. We'll get you to Sherry, and she can answer any questions if you don't have the flyer.
Appliances, tires, things like that. Now, you will take those, but that's a separate schedule, and people have to pay for that because you have to pay extra to get rid of them.
Yep. Appliances, you got a couple options there. You have to pay early, and you have to have it paid before the program starts here. You can call 432-4211, 1129 again, talk to Sherry, she'll tell you how to do it, or you can stop up to the first floor of City Hall and make your payment on those appliances and the fees for the tires. We pick them up and we come around, but we have to have a spreadsheet developed and a route made, so you can't wait till the last day.
So get it done early if you wish. Now, are we going to be having a drop-off at the city shed again? Will somebody be there to take? If people want to haul it there, they could do that. Let's go. TVs and computer monitors, you're going to pay no matter what, one way or another.
Yep. Right. So if you want us to pick things up, like I said, you have to pay by June 12th, no later than 3 p.m. in the office up there. But if you would like to, also, there's another option provided by Pickett Salvage out of Peyton. They're providing this service. This is not a city service, but it will be at our public works shed at 1410 8th Street in the back on Friday, June 16th from 5 to 7. They will be present, and Saturday morning, June 17th from 8 to noon. You can drop appliances off to them. No TV monitors or tires will be accepted in this drop-off. Mm-hmm. We do that separately.
Mm-hmm.
This is specifically appliance drop-off, and they have said they will take scrap metal at that time, too, if you guys want to bring in any of the scrap metal.
Sure.
They did throw a request out there that prior to the event, if you wanted to, if you have junk vehicles, you would like to get them out of your yard, we'd be glad to see them out of your yards too, but they're doing that service all on their own, and you can call Pickett Salvage at 515-846-6444.
Okay. It's all on the city website. The announcement is posted there. All the particulars that came out with the newsletter, I think that I think was included or a week or two ago. Anyway, I know it's been out there.
It is the June the 2023 June newsletter. Yeah, so posted in.
All the stuff's there.
It is. And so this is a program that we've run the for several years. As the citizens know, it's the mayor's program. He initiated this program with Public Works several years ago. One thing to mention is during this 2 weeks, it's all hands on deck for Public Works. I mean, this takes every person that Wayland has to get through this 2 weeks so that we make sure you get everything picked up. So any other requests coming in during this 2 weeks, there is going to be, subject to emergencies, obviously, mm-hmm. but there's going to be some delay with Public Works responding due to the fact, the amount of work and everything this program takes and all of Wayland's people on it.
And most of you guys, you've got a few new ones in there, but most have been through it, so they have it down pretty good mm-hmm. on where they start, and they keep moving right along. Now, I know you guys got from the landfill, because I asked John Rosa, he said, 65 tons, and he goes, yes, and it doesn't take them long to get there.
Nope.
So probably within that first week. Now, I
think generally we're over that about every year, aren't we?
Yeah, we've been, and you know, there was 1 year we were under about 5 years ago, I think. But
mostly, yeah, it's going to be over.
Yep.
So, again, rules are out there, pretty easy to do. And again, that's the big thing. You just follow along and make it, again, if they follow with the rules, then it, things are gone and you pick it up and they're gone. Take care of.
Yep.
Now, will we be having, I know sometimes we run into issues, people bringing things into town and dropping it off and stuff. And we have a code enforcement that will be out there taking a look at those items.
We do. The community service officer participates in this program as well. He kind of follows along, kind of like Wayland does. And anything that's left that Public Works won't pick up, he's charged with ensuring that it's removed from the parking, whether he stops and talks to them at their residence and ask them to remove it, or he sends, depending on how it goes, or sends them a letter to get it removed. So after the 2 weeks this is over, there's probably another 2 to 3 weeks that the CSO is working to make sure that the stuff that didn't qualify to be picked up, if it was placed out on the parking, is removed by that homeowner.
So the big thing to remember is, especially north, by this Sunday, really. I know everybody says set it out on Sunday. The big thing is you want it out there, make sure it's out there, whether it gets rained on or not, but make sure it's out there, because some people hold off and then you don't go back. You don't have time to go back.
Correct, yep. You want everything out on your parking. If you're on the north side of Mamie, north section of town, everything by this Sunday, June 4th. And if you're south of Mamie, you want everything on the parking by June 11th, next uh-huh. Sunday.
Okay.
And reminder to citizens, if they see somebody coming in and actually dumping some stuff in piles that they know doesn't live there or anything, we've had that as well as people come from outside the city and try to dump some of their things on other piles in the city so that we pick it up. That's not what this program is for, obviously. So if any citizen sees any of that or they're suspicious, give the police a call and they'll check it out.
All right. I think one of them is people that do set it out. Again, if your regular garbage people come by and take it, don't panic. They're going to the same place.
Yep.
If they take, because they'll take your regular garbage and you guys won't, so let's do it right. All right, quickly, a couple other things. As long as we're talking about Public Works, Story Street and Green Street closed for a little while anyway. Union Pacific, I know you're delighted, like everybody else, you have to go across those crossings and they are going to be doing some maintenance work on them and a few others too, and needed work.
Yep. They're right now they're actively working on the Green Street crossing, pulling the panels up and replacing the ties underneath there, and hopefully those at grade crossings will be nice and smooth and last for a little while here.
It is a challenge. And you've been able to communicate with them about some of the other crossings in town, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, yes. Get those done. So, and I know it's inconvenient for people, but hey, the train would have probably been stopped there anyway, so I know an ongoing challenge for you. As long as we mention that, still a battle, still trying to get those things worked out.
It is. We maintain constant contact, we really do, with our contact at UP, Kelly O'Brien, and she to be fair, she does a really good job. She's always attentive and tries to get things improved and everything. But the UP is such a bureaucracy. I mean, there's so many different departments. She can pass it along, whether it gets done. I mean, I don't know that she has control of that. But we work with her and send her emails. And like I said, she's pretty responsive. But we'll keep working at it. Lately, the complaints that we've received, obviously, are the crossings. And that's why it's so important that they're in town this next few days to get those done.
Yep. Yeah, want to get that taken care of. All right, so that part's taken care of. What else do we have going on outside of water main break, which, by the way, would be one of those emergency things where that might slow you down a little bit on picking up items. Had a big one the other day.
Yep.
We've been pretty fortunate. We've had a number of water main breaks. People may not have realized some of them because you've been able to fix them pretty quick, but this was a little bigger one.
Yeah, this season we truly haven't had as much water main problem as we had sewer problems. We've done a lot of sewer digs. Right now we currently have a water main break, a boil advisory or a drinking water advisory on for 50 houses.
A lot of them on Crawford.
It's Crawford, Monona Street from Mamie to 6th, 7th area. Every house that was underneath the advisory is listed on the e-notify public notice and received a flyer on their door. Generally, I've already ran one set of samples and had staff take it down to the lab. I will take another set today. Hopefully, in a couple of days, we know. Wasn't necessarily that we had to do it, but after I consulted with the DNR and the school was in that area, we just felt err on the side of caution and make everything as safe as we could for the citizens.
Anytime you lose kind of pressure in the line, you get a little... Check it out, make sure it's right, and get that done. So anyway, we got those going on.
Yes.
I keep asking him all kinds of questions. But, Bill, we've got some building going up on the north side of town. I'll come back and ask him more. So,
we do.
Again, we got construction going on up there at Fox Villa? Villa, Fox Point?
Fox Point, yep. Correct. It appears the construction is beginning on the actual structures itself. I had a conversation with the billing official yesterday. He was talking with me about the number of inspections that occur up there is ramping up because they're starting that construction with the foundations and everything like that. So it's looks like it's in full swing. Weather looks pretty good for them. And as we've talked before, they're working on the family one right now. The senior one will follow. All those agreements and everything are in place. They're just ready to go and get them up. It'll be pretty interesting watching this project as it develops with the amount of structures going up and homes and in the units and everything. So,
That's up going, in going that well. Area. We still have others that are going on in the community too. A number of building opportunities out there.
We do. Our permits are ramping up. Obviously, this construction season, Destiny Homes is still moving forward. They're putting up another one, and Garfield's got two going up right now, which is positive. Those are two developments that, have taken a little while, but, that was the time during COVID and all those things.
So you ran into some challenges there.
And then you throw in inflation and the cost of materials that have gone up and the supply chain. So there's been some roadblocks, but they're continuing to move forward. We're happy that those are, and it'd be nice to complete those projects. At Destiny, it was 17 homes. At Garfield, it was 8 homes. So still moving forward on that. Okay. And we're working with a developer, as we've talked before, over on South Marion Street. Quite a few units, market rate apartments, buildings. Now, we're talking horizontal buildings, not vertical. 2, 3, 4 plexes, things like that. I think that'll be a really good project for the community, provide a lot of housing. So we continue to work with the developer on there. There's nothing final yet. And then you throw in the project, the paving project over in that area as well. All contracts have been signed. I think we had the construction meeting for it, right, Waylon?
Yep, they're tentatively planning on getting the storm sewers and structure starting to dig somewhere second week of June 13th area, somewhere in there.
So that's when people, because we got some underground things that have to be taken care of.
Right.
And I know part of the preliminary things were the water lines in there and the things like that. You'd already done a lot to upgrade those.
So. Water and sewer is already there. Some of the utilities are deep, so we're going to prepare and have a couple service stubs for future development put in so we don't have to tear up a new street. But then the storm structure basically needs to be completely done because it's not there, and that way all the intakes flow well, and it should be fairly fast-paced project.
Okay. Keep our fingers crossed.
Should be completed by fall, I believe, is the time frame. And so, you know, we look for good things out in that area once we get this paving completed.
So you want me to ask, when are we taking Park all the way through? That would be another one down the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, that may be a job for another city administrator someday.
All right. One of the other things I know, Waylon, you have to, because this is major paving project, new construction, but you do have your maintenance and other areas that you're really looking on. And I know you wanted to start doing some overlay kind of ceiling work that you are looking at doing.
The streets and pavement have taken a pounding over this winter. I'm not 100% sure what it was that caused it, but
it was the frost boil season. Yeah, it was a banner year for them.
The concrete is degrading rapidly, so we've signed purchase to July 1, purchase a emulsion patcher, which will seal off a lot of these potholes and make a lot stronger patch, more permanent patch that'll hopefully stay in there. And we're going to be pushing our efforts on a couple pavement patch programs. We put a little more too on 8th Street from Division to Crawford, basically by the high school. If you've driven on that road, it needs some attention. We're going to start patching in on that, and then we have our regular patching programs. Mm-hmm. Probably start working on some curb sections and stuff around town.
Buying this equipment, this is something you're planning to be able to do in-house?
Yes. Yep. And that's another great benefit of the program or the machine is it can do some crack sealing. We can start taking care of looking for some longevity out of some of our overlays and stuff, sealing those cracks so the moisture doesn't get in and push the material out when it freezes or, cause degradation of the street, just trying to take care of it.
Well, and you look at this year, what's being completed in 2023, I'm talking calendar year, look at the school road, new school road, I think that was around 2.275. $1 million. The South Marion West Park's about $1.3 million. So we're looking at $4 million being spent in this community for new roads, in addition to the patching that Waylon is talking about. That's pretty good year. A lot of money that we're sinking into infrastructure
and
for the city.
Yeah, new construction. And I know right now we're looking at some of the others that we'll be doing, like we did on 11th Street, a pretty massive overlay and pretty extensive, and it's holding up pretty good.
Yep.
So we like those. Keep having more of those. Did want to ask, I'm going back to Waylon too, because we did some sewer lining, and you found some of our infrastructure underground, which we all know, you don't see it. You got some areas there that it's really showing its age.
Yep, we've done a section of Main from on Woodland that was a collector line basically down to the bike trail from Boone Street down to the bike trail. That was a 10-inch collector line. That section went well. We're still waiting to finish a second contract of the Boone Street down to Woodland and the Green Street down to Woodland. We had about 3 repairs the city staff had to go in and make before those lines could happen, and had a couple manholes that we felt needed some work, so we did those. We didn't want to lose a valuable structure that's that deep in the ground. So
that's part of the things forget. You get down there pretty deep in some areas, it's a challenge.
Yep.
It is, and I think we're seeing some results, too, of what Public Works is dealing with is the age of our infrastructure that we have underground, the amount of repairs and everything that we need to make in order, like Waylon just said, in order to do that lining, there was, 2 or 3 repairs I think you all had to make.
Yeah.
So, this keeps Public Works busy, obviously making all these repairs, mm-hmm. and some of that goes to the age of the infrastructure.
Still,
and Boone's not, it's not unique to Boone.
Sure,
other cities have it too. It's just things that our public works employees, you know, have to take care of and monitor and things like that. And then let's talk about the I&I project, yep. Phase 5. There's never several thousand dollars being put into infrastructure in the city. Phase 5 is on the south of Mamie, down by Green Street, South Green and Boone, in that area there. Mm-hmm. There's a map, I think, on the website.
Yep.
We've already had the public hearing on it, and those are going to ramp up after July 1st as we start Phase 5, just completing Phase mm-hmm. 4. So,
which was through the downtown area, and again,
right.
There's still some challenges with, again, stormwater running off here. But we have seen improvement down at the, and again, that's down at the Water Environment
Station.
We
have, and I think the results of what we're going to see on this is once we complete the UV project, that integrated plan that was kind of mandated by DNR that we've been following for the last several years. Well, it started before I, you know, mm-hmm. came into this seat when Luke was here. And we get that UV project done, then we're done with that integrated plan. And if you remember, there was a equalization basin on that plan that generally run $3 million that now we're not going to have to do.
It's okay. We have a hard enough time getting our disinfection done. So,
yes.
Yeah. That's still an ongoing project
that
we're trying to get completed. So that's down wastewater. You do have sizable projects, both wastewater and waterworks, that are going to be moving ahead now in the new fiscal year.
We did. At the last council meeting, council approved the application. So that's been completed by the engineering consultant and along with staff. And those have been submitted now. And that's just the first step in the process. We'll find something out probably in September mm-hmm. or so where we'll move forward on those projects, several projects, both at water and at wastewater.
So.
I think two bonds each of about $2.5 million that we need to complete. The maintenance repairs that we're doing at the wastewater came as a result of that wastewater study that we mm-hmm. had done. So we can follow those. And really, as we've talked before, we're really preparing the wastewater plant for any future expansion for businesses and things like that in getting these things done according to that wastewater study that we had completed.
Again, part of that on the economic development side is you got to have capacity to be able to, if people want to locate a business here, they will be seeking some of that capacity
exactly.
As a rule. No, that's one of those ongoing, people, you tend to forget about, can we supply them with water? Do we have wastewater for them,
right.
too?
So. Exactly.
And you got some other things that you're still looking at on that wastewater side, too. Downtown Incentive Fund, I know, looking at making some adjustments in that, maybe to tie in a little bit more with Main Street?
We are. We had a discussion about signs and awnings, about maybe upping the percentage of how we help on those two things. Signs and or awnings are very important for businesses downtown, so we looked at that. As well, council has discussed any changes that we make downtown for mm-hmm. facade. And at the June 5th, I believe it is, council meeting, there'll be a first reading of changing that facade. Currently, now we're talking about in just the downtown business area.
Okay.
If anyone has ever seen the map that we have for the Downtown Incentive Fund, that's kind of what we're following.
Okay.
And there'll be a first reading at council, and I'll have it under my report as well for discussion before they vote to see if they want to make any changes.
Right.
So once those changes are done, then I think we'll really look at BDEF to see if we need to make any changes in that program as well.
Okay. Citywide cleanup, that's pretty much dominating. Again, what will be coming up for you and basically over the next couple of weeks. So, Waylon, once again, people on the north side, maybe from the north side of Mamie Eisenhower northward, get your items out this coming Sunday. And once again, follow the guidelines. Make it a little bit easier for everybody. And then it'll be the south side, Sunday the 11th.
Yep, correct. One other thing that I forgot to hit on, and I just want to get it out there. If you are planning to have appliances picked up by the city of Boone, you need to remove all your doors once you pay for it. She'll let you know that, but all doors must be removed in order for us to
to be able to
get placed out on the parking for us to pick them up.
Okay, and then we have to take those to the landfill and pay to get them in there too, yep. over and above our right. regular. So that's why there's a charge there. Online, they can go online, check it out. And people, don't forget, get yourself signed up for all the information that comes out from the city as well.
Yes, good point. A reminder of our e-notify, go to the website, and it's on the site there where you can click on it and sign up for it. That's basically the only information that's coming out from the city is through e-notify. Obviously, there's things on our Facebook and the website, but that's the main one. And you can sign up for anything you want. If you don't want a certain thing, just don't click the box. Click on whatever you want to receive right. from us, and we'll try to get you as notified of everything going on as much as possible.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.